What a difference a month makes. You guys must be buzzing after that result yesterday.
Yeah, it's been a positive month from the club. We've taken some good steps forward, but just got to use that as a stepping stone now. And as it is good to get a couple of wins in a row, just got to use that to keep building and keep going forward and hopefully take that into this week and try and get a third one on the trot.
How different is it under Barks?
Not a whole lot has changed. He just brought a real positive attitude to the club and a real emphasis on a few small things like tackling pressure and hard ball gets. And I think the boys have really embraced that. And I think that's probably why we're playing a little bit better footy and playing for each other a little bit more in this little period.
We often see teams when there's a new coach have a couple of weeks where everyone's excited and fresh and then it sort of drops off. How do you ensure that doesn't happen here?
Yeah, Barks has been pretty strong on that point as well. He said if we want to grow as a side, then we've got to keep improving every week. That's what the good teams do. They don't just let or be happy with what they've dished up in the past. We need to reset every week and keep building, keep improving. So Barks has really driven that, and the leadership group are really driving that as well at the moment, which is good because it's coming from the players. So Barks is really big on player-driven standards, and that's what's happening at the moment at the club.
You said you're playing for each other now.
Yeah.
Were you not doing that before?
I think we were playing for each other, but I think we've just had a bit more of a licence and boys are feeling a bit more freed up under Barks to take the game on a little bit more. The trust is starting to come back around the club with the tackling pressure and things like that. So I wouldn't say we weren't playing for each other before, but I feel like we are taking a big step forward in the trust area in this second half of the year.
Is there a chance for you to, I don't know, whether you sort of felt that perhaps an opinion had been made about you previously under a new coach, just like it's a fresh start and you can prove yourself again?
Yes and no. I just think since Johnny's come in, he's just had a real positive attitude towards the group. I think that's what we really needed. It is a fresh face, but like I said before, not a lot has changed. Like I said, the tackling pressure and things like that has just been two massive key areas that everyone knew that we needed to improve since the first half of the year, and I think we're starting to tick that off, and I think that's where the improvement's coming from.
So you talk about the tackling pressure, and it does appear to be critical to the way things have changed. Why has that changed now? Why did it take Barks to come in to make that happen?
I just think with Barks' attitude, Mick did have a big emphasis on it as well, but I think with Barks, he's really just narrowed the focus down to two major key points, which is tackling pressure and hard ball gets. I think it's simplified it for a lot of players, including myself. And yeah, for me to go out there just knowing that I have to tick off a few little key points and to get those done, I think that's what everyone's doing and that's where the improvements come from.
The obvious question, would you like to see him get the full-time job?
I have full support in Barks at the moment, but the club's got a process that they've got to go through. So I'll leave that in their hands and yeah, see what happens.
And Troy Menzel, is there an update on him this morning with his name?
I don't think so. I haven't seen him. He'll obviously get checked out by the docs and probably going for some scans. But, yeah, I haven't heard anything about what's going on there.
Were you guys aware at all about the stories around the Gold Coast before the game yesterday? And, was there a sense that maybe they were a bit flat or anything like that?
No, I haven't heard anything about that. We were pretty switched on to what we had to do to beat them on the day. We knew they were going to come out. Even though they haven't won a lot of games this year, they're a pretty talented outfit. So we just come out and knew what we had to do, play to our structures, and we're lucky enough to come away with a win.
The Western Bulldogs are back up and about a bit. And do you see that really as a good chance for you guys to string those wins together more?
Yeah, I think so. I think that their tackling pressure has been a real highlight this year, and I think that's what we're striving to be. So for us to go head-to-head against them, I think we're pretty similar sides in the way we play. So I think it'll be a good challenge Saturday night, and hopefully we can get the 4 points and go three in a row.
How are you feeling personally about your own footy? You sort of strung some games together late last year and then had to sort of fight to get back in this year. Are you feeling like you're starting to adjust to senior level and establish yourself in the team?
Yeah, I think so. It's been a bit of a roller coaster for me, being obviously in and out of the side a little bit. But since Johnny's come in, he's given me a lot of faith and the coach has put a lot of faith in my game and given me a few games on the trot now. And I think my biggest improvement is just going to come with more games under my belt. And I think the coaches and everyone's starting to see that I'm improving it week in, week out. So if I just keep that kind of intensity up and that attitude to want to get better, then hopefully I can cement a spot going into the next half of the year.